Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says full weight of NATO behind Ukraine, and eastern Ukraine calm after ceasefire announcement. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. NATO leaders meeting in Britain have approved the creation of a force that will maintain a presence in eastern Europe to deter and, if necessary, respond to any Russian attack. VOA's Al Pessin reports from the summit site in Wales.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the force will be staffed on a rotating basis by member countries and will be ready to deploy on a few days' notice.
The decision we have taken today to prepare a readiness action plan sends a very, very clear message to Russia that we are strongly determined to take all steps necessary to provide effective protection and defense of our allies.
Rasmussen says the force will have bases ready in several NATO countries in Eastern Europe. The move is a response to Russia's intervention in Ukraine, which is not a NATO member. Al Pessin, VOA News, Newport, Wales.
A ceasefire between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists appears to be holding today in Russian-speaking Eastern Ukraine, raising prospects for at least a temporary halt to 5 months of warfare. The World Health Organization says it will accelerate the deployment of experimental treatments of the Ebola virus as the death toll from the epidemic in West Africa jumps to more than 2,000. The WHO said Friday survivors' blood can be used immediately to treat those infected with the virus. Studies show that blood transfusions from survivors might help other patients fight the disease. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has confirmed the U.S. airstrikes in Somalia earlier this week killed the leader of the al-Shabaab terror group. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
It's taken 4 days, but the Pentagon is now certain that al-Shabaab leader Ahmed Ghadane is dead. Ghadane was killed after U.S. forces rained Hellfire missiles and laser-guided munitions onto an al-Shabaab encampment and a vehicle. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the confirmation is a major blow to the terror group.
We think this will degrade their morale and hopefully it will also cause some internal strife as they try to determine who their next leader will be.
Warren says the strike killed several other al-Shabaab personnel in addition to Ghadane. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The U.S. State Department says a plane carrying 100 Americans from Afghanistan to Dubai has finally landed at its destination after an unexpected landing in Iran. The charter flight from Bagram Airfield touched down in the southern port city of Bandar Abbas on Friday following what a senior U.S. diplomatic official called a bureaucratic issue. An hours-long delay in leaving Afghanistan prompted Iranian aviation officials to question the aircraft's flight plan. Unable to return to Bagram because of fuel levels, the pilot landed in Iran until the issue was resolved. Washington and Tehran have no functioning diplomatic relationship. The United States cut ties with Iran in 1980 and have spearheaded economic sanctions against the country in an attempt to dismantle its nuclear program. The U.S. National Institutes of Health says it has uncovered more improperly stored pathogens, including the deadly toxin ricin and bacteria that cause plague, while searching its laboratory for hazardous materials. The NIH opened an extensive intensive probe of its facilities in July after a researcher found vials of smallpox and other highly contagious viruses and bacteria in a laboratory storeroom in suburban Washington, D.C. U.S. President Barack Obama took time to do a little sightseeing before returning home after attending the NATO summit in Wales. The president made an unscheduled trip Friday to Britain's prehistoric Stonehenge, the ancient stone circle tucked into the rolling green English landscape 130 kilometers southwest of London. The U.S. leader described the site as cool. He said he was glad to scratch the list off of his things to do. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Spanish, we say, la mejor variedad del mundo, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Tell me, Mr. Jones, what do you look for in a girl?
Well, it all depends what I've lost.
E-I-E-I-O, can you make it to the top?
Hi, this is PA from Stupidity, and you are in Little Steven's Underground Garage, playing the coolest rock songs ever recorded.
I'm walking alone, down empty streets, don't know where to go, just follow my feet. I'm feeling so low in the pouring rain, like water flows. I'm going down the drain. Well, now I know what it's really all about. Try to deny, but I know there is no doubt. Walking round in circles, I'm deaf, dumb, and blind, thinking that my future is what I left behind. I try to make a stand, but I'm bound to fall, and I can't do nothing to prevent it all. Well, now I know what is
I'm from Transylvania.
Transylvania? Could you die from that aggression?
Well, I thought you said you were from Scranton.
Right, Scranton, Transylvania.
Started with writers Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart getting in the spotlight for a minute. Yeah, that was their own hit single, I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Fabulous stuff. Mike Nesmith wrote You Just May Be the One. It was demoed earlier and they recut it for their third album, Headquarters, produced by Chip Douglas. Rufus Thomas completed his doggy trifecta with Can Your Monkey Do the Dog, Following the Dog, and Walking the Dog. He was the dance king of Memphis.
Maybe It's You was Stupidity, out of Stockholm, Sweden. New album is Four from Go Fast Records. You can get it from stupidity.se. Lots of cool stuff on that thing.
And Valerie was the last Boyce and Hart hit for the Monkees, written and produced for the Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. The fifth album. We'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week is very cool. It is from Phoenix, Arizona, by way of Washington, D.C., and E Street, Belmar. This is from a brand new box set, which we're going to celebrate right now by doing a whole set from it, starting with our coolest song of the world this week. Are you ready for some guitar tone? We did a whole show on tone once, didn't we? Yeah. That was a cool show. I gotta check that one in the archives. This is one of the coolest guitar tones ever. And will be in our Cool Tones Show Part 2. I can promise you. I don't know where he's been hiding this tone. He's been keeping this tone to himself. And we need to get a little bit more of this tone. with the E3 Band. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Nils Lofgren.
So much division in the room. Seeds of destruction, ferocious doom. Evil tea, get your spirit out of your ass. Your way fast, wicked, transparent like glass. I got eternity, you got one life to waste. You get right, no one's leaving this place. Love is a sacred weapon, far preferred. I'm hard enough to punish, you will get the word. If you're willing, it's your last chance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Soaks with disrespect. I know inside you got some loving soul there. Refer to the video circa 97. Soon fed my dear old dad on his awful road to heaven. Look, feel and learn. Don't wanna use a stick. Take Big Annie's hand. Stab on with a limb. Ain't no way out in that selfish trance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Morgan and Jimmy kind of set the scene.
screwdriver is in the first slot. I'm going to work my way around clockwise. If there's a detonator behind any of them, then I'll be suddenly shocked by my own mortality.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, the rock and roll animal himself, and you're with Little Steven in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Let me tell you, all messed up, taking dope.
help from me.
You told me to stand over there, sir.
Never mind where I told you to stand. You stand where I tell you. That kid's so dumb he doesn't know what time it is.
Say, by the way, what time is it?
I don't know.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I draw my eyes, look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passing by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna cry. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Fat Girls Dance Baby. Yeah, it is from the brand new box set. You gotta get this. This is unbelievable. Nils Lofgren, his whole life in one place. And he's been all over the place. This could not have been easy. So whoever put this thing together deserves the reward of you buying one. It's called Face the Music. It is 10 discs, 169 tracks, going all the way back to Grin from Washington, D.C., when Nils was 17 years old, 1968. And it's got, you know, tracks from every single record he's ever done, chosen by him, which is the cool part, you know? So it doesn't contain every single song of every album, but it does contain his 169 favorites. And all kinds of people are commenting in this package. It's a great package. Dave Marsh doing the intro and lots of cool stuff. The track we chose being the coolest of the 169 was Fat Girls Dance, originally from Sacred Weapon, 2006, a Mills solo album. Let me see if I can figure out these credits for you here. Looks like keyboards Buck Brown, Kevin McCormick on bass, Tim Beery playing the drums, Marianne Redmond and Tommy Lepson doing some vocals. And there's all kinds of cool vocalists all over the album. Graham Nash, David Crosby, Lou Graham, Paul Rogers, Sam Moore, all joining Nils on various tracks. And this was produced by Nils and Roger Greenewald. We then played Beggar's Day, which Nils dedicated to Danny Whitten. We usually play the Crazy Horse version, so it's cool, the Grin version from their Gone Crazy, 1973. That's on disc one. From disc number two, we played Rock and Roll Crook from a Nils solo record called Fat Man, 1975. From disc three, we played I Found Her, which Nils wrote with Lou Reed. There's a bunch of things Nils wrote with Lou Reed, scattered all over the box set. Cool things, like that one. It was from a solo record called Nils, 1979. Also from disc three, we played I Go to Pieces, the classic Del Shannon track, and Del Shannon is on that track with Nils. Originally from Night Fades Away, 1981. 45-year retrospective, going back to 1968. Every cool thing Nils Lofgren ever did, except the ones he's saving for the second box. Get it from NilsLofgren.com. All kinds of cool things on that. You've heard of that movie, 20 Feet from Stardom? This is 20 Feet from Stevie. To the right is Nils. And learn why he is the legend that he is.
Radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
The Monkees left the planet with a move as controversial at the end of their short life as their birth had been 3 years earlier. It was a movie called Head, written by a failed actor named Jack Nicholson, who after a series of Roger Corman films felt fame just wasn't in the cards and it was time to get a real job. There were a lot of titles for the film, and keeping in mind the Monkees were kind of at their peak at this point, they used that title hoping there'd be a sequel so they could say, from the folks who gave you Head. Nah, they weren't smoking nothing. It was directed by Bob Rafelson, who was half of the production team, of course, that created the Monkees. We talked about that earlier. And he'd always wanted to make a movie. He figured this was his chance. His partner and co-producer, Bert Schneider, tried to talk him out of it. But in the end, they all locked themselves away in a room in Ojai, California, with the band, smoked a bunch of dope, and let the tape recorder record every idea any of them ever had. and they're all in the movie, believe me. The resulting film was, depending on what mood you're in, a disjointed, fragmented, incoherent stream of consciousness bunch of garbage, or a brilliant deconstruction of the star-making machine of Hollywood, and an allegorical pastiche that perfectly captured the cultural crossroads in between the worldwide unity of Sgt. Pepper and the permanent disintegration of innocence. In other words, it's pretty wild. Rafelson said he might not ever get a chance to do another movie, so he made like 10 movies in one. He got like a war scene, he got a little comedy, a little this, a little that. One interesting side note was writer Jack Nicholson entertaining director Bob Rafelson constantly by acting out each scene as they wrote it, leading to Rafelson telling Nicholson that he had to start acting again and would use him in 5 movies, starting with 5 easy pieces. But first he'd tell Dennis Hopper, who had a brief appearance in Head, that he should use him in the next Rafelson-Schneider production that Hopper was about to direct, a cheap counterculture biker flick called Easy Rider.
Something doesn't change, there is only one, always changing inside, what does it become? To scorn it, die. To sing that you can dig it is to make your soul fly. Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
Glass of cold gravy with a hare in it, please.
One of your own.
Are you still paying tribute to Ringo Starr?
Would you like a pinch in the mouth?
I'll think about it.
Don't hurt yourself. And while you do, I would like to order 12 Boff crackers and a cup of mushrooms, crisp.
Yes, and I'll throw in a side of mouthwash. On the house.
Come on, let's get out of this nightclub.
But what about the food?
Have it cleaned and burned.
Tell you.
You've been working on your dancing, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been rehearsing it. Glad you noticed that.
Yeah, it doesn't leave much time for your music. You should spend more time on it because the youth of America depends on you to show the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
everybody. This is Sylvain Sylvain from the New York Dolls. And you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
You're designed so intelligent. Ain't no way that was an accident. Come on, shake your monkey hips. My pretty little creation is.
Started that set with Peter Tork's contribution to Head, the very psychedelic Can You Dig It? Cool stuff from Pete. Easy Rider was from Jimi Hendrix's last album. It was called The Cry of Love when it first came out. Now they've retitled it First Rays of the New Rising Sun. And of course, the film Easy Rider inspired Jimmy to write the song. Honeycomb, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. And we close with the New York Dolls, who you know were all fans of the TV show, Dance Like a Monkey, and very cool stuff.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide, coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They're setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all. Vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Go fuck the Jersey, you moron.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.